broken city folk. Folk for Constitution Street and folk for rooms on end. Wallfield, Nellfield, Manorfield and Canterfield. Lots of local stories that you maybe never ken.
Hi, I'd like to know it's me, Alan Smith, with Maplewood List Stories of Today's Prison Journal on Wednesday, May the 15th, 2024. So, an early edition of the Doric Express today, because I'm about to probably win. I wouldn't be surprised, a quiz night tonight, they need a Bernardo's for kids. So, me and some of the folk for work are been practicing at the capitals and stuff like that. So, we're pretty confident on France and Austria, but some of the things we're not sure about. On the front page paper today is 500,000 shoppers driven away by city's bus gate. So back onto Union Street now, favourite subject. Aberdeen's controversial bus gates have been blamed for at least 500,000 fewer shoppers visiting the city centre since they were installed last year. Shocking new figures, source for Aberdeen Inspired. So they start declining footfall, coinciding with the traffic calming measures, which raked in £3 million in fines, oh my God, being introduced last August. Business leaders said challenged Union Street traders felt the bus gates were working against their interests. Aberdeen Inspired Chief Executive Adrian Watson said footfall in the centre is very much done. At the moment, Union Street businesses feel these bus gates didn't benefit them. Speaking to the Aberdeen and Grampian Chamber of Commerce podcast, Mr. Watson said, their podcasts are available, of course. There might be a perception out there, both in the city and in Aberdeenshire, which is very dear to us in terms of our market, that the city is mere closed for business. First Bus Scotland Managing Director Duncan Cameron disagreed with the notion that a city centre is not accessible due to bus gates. He said, I think congestion is doing, and congestion is bad for business. Well, if nobody's gone to buses to get into a city centre, then, you know, that's not the effect we're looking for, surely. You know, a blind man could tell you that, but anyway, hopefully somebody will see sense and do something about it and rejig it or make it so you can get closer to the centre or something, or make it, you know, the parking rides, just have more folk going back and forth, more buses going back and forth for them, if that's what they're going to do. But if ever it's happening just now, it's obviously not working, because it's just, it's like Marie Celeste that we're working on Union Street now, and the only day of the week it's just like, nah, it's all gone about. You wouldn't be surprised for thinking there's being some kind of nuclear holocaust, and there's just you and two or three other survivors going about, that's it. Now, here's a bakery's new shop to open. This is Aberdeen Cinnamon Roll Shop Short and Roll. It's set to open a second location. The Trinity Centre Cafe has confirmed a grab and go coffee and bake store will open on Victoria Road in Torrey this week. The owner said they earmarked the Torrey area thanks to its potential for regeneration. Up and coming area, and they do it to Torrey, up and coming. And they wrote on Facebook, we are delighted to announce that our second SNR, Short and Roll, will be opening its doors at 79 Victoria Road, Torrey, for the end of this week. The last 2 months have been seen as completely refit the unit into a brand new bakery, which we can't wait to welcome you until soon. The exact opening date has yet to be confirmed. I'm pretty sure 79 Victoria would just be on the canal Norco, if I'm not very much mistaken. So maybe, it'd be an ideal spot. It's like just on a, it would be like a high street, I suppose, at Torrey. So, you know, there'd be a lot of folk coming down towards the bus station or going back and forth to Aberdeen to work. So could well be an ideal spot. And if they say Torrey's up and coming, I'm sure they've done their homework and they'll be right enough. But good luck to them. And I haven't tried a cinnamon roll, but for them, but no, sounds delicious. I'll maybe again sometime and get a go. Now, here's a city hotel offering best of Scottish hospitality after a £1.2 million makeover. So, this is the Copthorne Hotel in Aberdeen, has undergone a £1.2 million facelift. The four-star hotel in Huntley Street has refurbished all 87 rooms and public areas. The venue, which opened in 1974, has been described by manager Jamie Snowden as a destination to experience the best of Scottish hospitality. Rooms now include 50-inch interactive TVs and new furnishings such as desks, chairs, beds and bedside tables, alongside updated carpets and blinds. The transformation extends to the hotel's public spaces, which have been revitalised to offer a contemporary yet traditional ambience. Inside, the bars are decorated with art from local talents such as Aberdeen illustrator Gabriel Reith, and Aberdeen-based artist Alan Watson. So, well, there's some pictures in. I must say it looks very swish. So, can look at all this extra visitors is going to be coming to Aberdeen. It's in, since we're, you know, roasting head this last week or so. So, you can be like somebody was saying, well, Aberdeen could now be a all-inclusive destination, maybe. So, but yeah, certainly this place looks tip-top. I'm not sure if it, how much the rooms are, but it looks excellent. And there's slap bang in the middle if you're, you know, in for needing a wreck about, then see if it's going to be happening in the Union Street when it's regenerated properly. Be an ideal spot to see it off, eh? So, good luck to them. Copthorne Hotel, very swish. Now, here's a display of art in memory of late husband. So, a retired teacher is hosting an art exhibition showcasing the works of her late husband. Margaret Stephen is putting on the event in memory of her spouse Frank, who passed away in 2017. About 50 of his paintings will be on display at the Guide Hut in Ellen on May the 19th from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Mrs. Stephen hopes to raise funds for Bonnington House Care Home in the Toon. It's been quite emotional, she said. My husband went to art school when he was 40, so he was quite late getting in. That's when his life really started again. Mr. Stephen was inspired by an evening art class which earned him a higher qualification in the subject. He later attended Gray School of Art and gained a post-diploma in ceramics and sculpture. He really loved it there, she said. Unfortunately, her husband was unable to continue his work due to his failing health, but his attention was quickly turned to painting. Mrs. Stephen said she has up to 100 paintings left over in addition to those that will be on display. His artwork often captured local scenery around places such as Ellen, New Deer, Collison and Peterhead. Mrs. Stephen added, he said his paintings had a vow of silence because he rarely put folk in them. The paintings are expected to be up for sale at the exhibition. Mrs. Stephen hopes to raise money for both her family and a local care home, which she considers very close to her heart. And, well, there's some of the pictures on display here. I must say, absolutely tip-top. So, you know, if you're lucky enough to be able to get along to that, then, you know, it'd be well worth seeing, and I certainly wouldn't mind any of this kind of pictures. My was Craigievar Castle in here, and some village, I didn't see where it is, but there's even the square in Ellen, and yeah, absolutely brilliant compared to what I could do anyway, that's for sure. So I hope she raises a lot of money anyway, so it certainly deserves it. That's what I would say proper art. Now here's a rare malt. Could fetch £75,000. This is a rare and collectible 50-year-old Macallan whisky. Could fetch up to £75,000 at auction. The Macallan Anniversary Malt 50-year-old 1928 is to under the hammer at Bonham's Auction House later this month. Bottled in 1983, it's one of only 500 bottles produced for three casks between 1926 and 1928 at the Upper Lower Distillery. The sale includes the original wooden presentation case and leather straps. Mighty Bonham's whisky specialist Georgia Porcius said the Macallan Anniversary Malt 50-year-old stands out for its rarity, quality and great age. Very few of this calibre have ever come to market. Crafted only a decade after the First World War, this Anniversary Malt is truly a piece of history. It was produced during the golden age of Macallan under the leadership of Janet Nettie Harbinson for Crafted the Macallan 1926. It sold for a record-breaking $2.1 million at auction last November. Other highlights in the sale for the Macallan Distillery, which will take place between May the 20th and 29th, these include the Macallan 1951, distilled in December 51, estimate 15 to 20,000. Matured only in Sherrywood, distilled and bottled by the Macallan Distillers Limited, cask numbers 1541 and 1552, one of 632 bottles. The original presentation case, one bottle, estimates 15 to 20,000. Chap boy. The Macallan Anniversary Malt 25-year-old, 1962. Now, that would be a very good year, I'm sure, because that was when yours truly was born. That's estimated at £3,000 to £4,000. Especially bottled for British Aerospace by the Macallan Distillers in original wooden presentation case, one bottle. And that's another thing now. The Macallan Private Eye, estimate £2,000 to £3,000. This is selected by whisky maker F.A. Newlands at the Macallan Distillery. Bottled to commemorate the 35th anniversary of Private Eye, includes cask number 1580, bonded in 1961. And this is bottle number 4839 of 5,000, one bottle, £2,000 to £3,000. Well, by Jove, what an easy, if you could lash out and get one of them, that would be a very, very fine tipple indeed. So, good luck to anybody that buys this new. You know, if you're needing somebody to share a dram with, yours truly would beat a part of your door to just get a just a tiny wee drama of some of this Macallan's new finest stuff ever made. Now, just finish up with Sport as Normal. The back page paper today is exiting Reeds consign off in style. So, interim boss Peter Levin has urged players set to exit Aberdeen to bow out in a high in their final game of Pittodrie. The in-form Dons unbeaten in 7 matches host relegated Livingston tonight in their final home game of the season. It could be the final Pittodrie curtain call for some players for out of contract at the end of the campaign and yet to pay new deals. So there's a few of them that say, you know, being eyed up by other clubs. So it's, yeah, could well be the last game of them. So anyway, you know, tremendous run they're on now. It's just a pity it's come too late. It's going to be a bit of a silly thing. They're going to be in 7th probably, and they'll have far more points in the team in 6th and possibly 5th. So anyway, good luck to the lads that's leaving and hope their career's getting wider went in. But, you know, be sad to leave Aberdeen, I'm sure. So come on, Aberdeen. Now, that's me done for now. So we publish the results of today's Press and Journal on Wednesday, May the 15th, 2024. And what another absolute roasting, toasting day in Aberdeenshire. Started off a bit duller this morning, but since the sun broke through, it's just been glorious all day. So, for the day in the garden day, riding out rubbish out the garage and up the skip, back DS, and get a quick wash and get ready for the quiz thing tonight now. So, like I say, I'll probably be able to put a photo on the morning's night to be displaying the cup. I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. Now, hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it. Get them to follow us on Spotify. They will never miss an episode, and that is absolutely, you know, enough to put you into a coma. If somebody's needing somebody to speak to my time, if somebody's in a coma, they could put us on never stopping play, rather, and it would play for days, weeks, months, I would think. If you can do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo. Lots of local stories that you maybe didn't care.